Test 78, section 3, question 5, and here we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And it says, data indicate that 30% of the houses in our town have inadequate site drainage, and 30% have structural defects that could make them unsafe. So 30%, not enough drainage, 30% structural defects. Hence, at least 60% of our town's houses have some kind of problem that threatens their integrity. So 60% have a problem. There are two problems here. One, inadequate site drainage, we don't know whether that affects their integrity, but maybe a bigger flaw here is we don't know that that's a completely non-overlapping set with the ones that have structural defects. It could be that all the ones that have inadequate drainage are the same 30% that have structural defects. So it basically assumes that there's no overlap between the two. And that isn't something we know for sure. So A, it overlooks the possibility that the town has a relatively small number of houses. Well, that doesn't really matter because it's about the percentage, not the number. Then inadequate site drainage can make a house unsafe. Well, it's not overlooking that possibility. In fact, it's kind of assuming that it does affect the integrity. C, structural defects are often easier to fix than inadequate site drainage. It's not about what's easier to fix. That's not relevant here. We're not worried about fixing them. D, many houses in the town have neither inadequate site drainage nor structural defects. Well, I mean, it doesn't overlook that possibility. It's saying there are 40% that would fall in that category. So that's not something it overlooks. And then E, some of the houses that have structural defects that make them unsafe also have inadequate site drainage. Yes, that's exactly what we said. There could be some that have both, and therefore you wouldn't get 60%, you'd get somewhere below that. So E is our correct answer.